Doctor Who and the Ghosts of N-Space. Episode 2.
Right. Stay where you are. Stay where you are.
It's all right. There was nothing to fear. I merely reconstituted the traces of the phenomena of the recent past.
Are you trying to tell us that you played a trick on us?
No, not intentionally. But I'm sorry you were so startled by the images of the fiends.
Startled? Those horrible things coming right at us?
Yes, well, it's stupid of me. I should have explained. You see, what we saw on this occasion was nothing more than an action replay, so to speak.
Well, even the ghost?
Even the ghost, yeah. She was just an image, too. A meta-spectre. A memory of a memory. But that wasn't the object of the exercise. I wanted to find out exactly what the situation is.
Well?
No, not at all well. It's as I feared. At some time in the past, a massive psychophysical shock has ruptured the barrier at this point and weakened it drastically. Well, from the evidence, it must be very near the moment of catastrophe.
Catastrophe?
Yeah, I use the word in its strict scientific sense. If a dam is breached, the water comes through in a relative trickle at first. And then small cracks appear around the fracture. The trickle becomes a stream. The dam is weakened even further until catastrophe. The dam bursts. Countryside is flooded.
The N-space barrier could burst. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, indeed I am. Now, you all saw what has been trying to get through the cracks. When the catastrophe point is reached and the barrier gives way, this planet will be flooded by all the evil in N-space. All the fear, greed, anger, hate, all the sheer malevolence of the world as experienced from the beginning of time will pour out into the world in an overwhelming torrent. And at the moment, I've no idea how to start.
Hello, sir. My boy. He's a coming. I have him spied with my spyglass from the top of the tower.
Calm down, Uncle. I take it you mean the Vilmio fellow.
See?
Leave it to me. I'll deal with him. I've been looking forward to it.
Don't mess with me, you old bum. Get out of my way.
No, no, signore. You must not.
Can I help you? Who are you?
My name is Lethbridge Stewart. I represent my uncle, Mario Verconte.
Well, old dopey here takes me for some sort of a mug. He's been trying to tell me the Baroni's not in the castello.
Not at home. An accepted fiction in polite society. He is not at home to you, sir.
What?
Thank you, Umberto. That'll be all.
Si, signore.
I had to tell you, Mr. Vilmio, that neither you nor your propositions are welcome. The island of San Stefano Minore is not for sale, and there's an end of it.
You're wrong, Mr. Lethbridge Stewart. This is only the beginning. I want this island, this castle. But I'm used to getting what I want.
There's no more to be said. Good day.
I'm not one of your goddamn silents. You Brits seem to think you still own the earth. I'll be back.
Afraid we haven't seen the last of that fellow.
Beds?
What do you want with beds?
Ah, Brigadier, you've arrived back very opportunely. Look, would you be so kind as to hold this? Here, just there, like that. Here, next to the seashell, while I run this coil around them.
Lord, looks like the skull of a rat.
Yeah, probably, because it is the skull of a rat. A very necessary component of the circuit. Thank you, that's fine.
One thing bothers me.
Yeah?
Are we to take it that the expression N-space is just a euphemism for plain, old-fashioned hell?
No, not exactly. Look, as you're doing nothing, Brigadier, would you like to catch hold of this wire and pull it under both beds?
Oh.
Wind it round the pillar behind you. Behind you, there. Yeah, thread it through the other wires, yeah. Those other wires there. Yeah, I'll do the same this side, right?
Right.
You see, the spirits, as you call them, the selves, are condemned to stay in N-space only by their own ignorance of the truth of the situation. That's the way. Now this one, please. Now, in the end, most do manage to see what they're doing to themselves, and then they can move on into the light, leaving all their fear, hate, and despair behind them.
But what about the fiends?
The N-forms. Oh, yes. Now, what do you think must be the inevitable consequence of the amount of negativity generated by all those selves who managed to quit N-space?
Not good?
not at all good. Just as the joy of the light is manifest in the shape of angels or whatever. as Sarah was telling us earlier. So the power of darkness is embodied in the form of fiends. Look, Brigadier, would you be so good as to hold this while I adjust its connection?
Hard-boiled egg.
Indeed it is. You'd be surprised how high the psychic capacitance is of your average six-minute egg. Oh, careful, Brigadier. Don't squash it.
Oh, it's you. The doctor told me to come and help you. It's taken me yonks to find you. How was I supposed to know where the library was? What are you reading? What's the point of having a book all in Latin?
You're as bad as Alice. What's the use of a book without pictures or conversations? I'm trying to find the earliest references to the hauntings in this castle.
Alice who? Oh, this place is a mess. Piles of books all over the place.
Oh, Jeremy, for heaven's sake. Look, either do something to help or go bug somebody else.
How can I help when they're all written in foreign languages?
Well, you can pick those books up for a start.
I mean, I'm not a little Miss Clever clock. Oh, wait a minute. This one's in English.
What?
The Mystery of the Castello by somebody called Anne Ratcliffe.
Let's have a look.
Do you mind? What's that?
What?
A bit of paper fell out. Latin again.
Oh, that's not paper, it's parchment. Oh, this is incredible. The doctor asked me to see if I could find any mention anywhere what would have caused the crack in the barrier. And listen to this. For the practitioner, craftsman, yes, something like that, under the wing of the dragon will break through the claustrum. And I'm sure that means barrier. And change the base metal of, something or other, for the everlasting gold he so ardently seeks.
What does it mean?
It means we found something that would be just what the doctor ordered. And by accident, too. You know what he's going to say, don't you?
What?
Synchronicity. That's what?
Serendipity. As pretty an example as I've come across in a century of blue moons. Well, it appears to be an extract from an alchemical text. It could prove to be invaluable.
But what is it? What you said? What does it mean?
Serendipity. Well, making a fortunate discovery by accident. A coinage from my old friend Horace Walpole. Ah, well done. Thank you, Brigadier. That's it. It's ready.
So, now you've finished it, what do you call it?
Oh, there you go again. Look, if I were to tell you that it's a dimensional transducer, or an OB dimensional transducer, would you be any the wiser?
What does OB stand for?
Out of the body. When we use this apparatus to travel into end space this afternoon, our bodies will stay here. That's what the beds are for.
I beg your pardon, but did I hear you say something about we and travel and this afternoon?
Yes, it's too dangerous for me to go alone. With two of us going, at least one of us should make it back.
Look here, old fellow, I don't want to let you down, but I really do think I have to stay to keep an eye on Uncle Mario. This Vilmio person is quite beyond the pale. He's capable of anything, if you understand me.
My dear chap, of course I understand. However, the difficulty
please,
is...
Please, I'll go. So what happens now?
Is the headpiece quite comfortable?
Yes.
Right. Hang on to those brass grips. Don't let go. You're completing the circuit, you see. Now, close your eyes and just let it happen.
Come, get out of it now, my girl. Relax. Oh, go on, relax.
They're not going to be back by
then. Good Lord, I'm floating against the cloister roof. And there's me down on the bed. And the doctor.
Off we go. Come on, then.
How?
Don't ask how to lift your arm, do you? Just do it.
Oh, it's like flying in a dream. It's great.
We need to see the floor and the barrier so that we can get through it.
Where have you managed to bring that? It was spirits, embodies, I mean.
With a psychoprobe. Well, if you know how, small objects can go through the barrier. Look, think of the objects, stones and so on, that drop out of nowhere in the odd poltergeist case. Right, there we are. There, you see? See the cracks of light? Now, follow me.
True. Everything they say is true. A tunnel of light going off into the distance, and a much brighter light at the end. And I can see some people. Oh, wait for me! Wait for me!
No, no, Sarah! Sarah, stop! I nearly lost you there.
This is a dreadful place. It's like The photographs of No Man's Land in the First World War, and it's going on forever. Is this End Space? Oh, where are the fiends?
Well, they'll turn up.
Thanks a bunch. I was worried for a moment. There's nobody here. You said...
Now look again. Look again out of the corner of your mind.
Oh, what do you mean? There's the castella, the broken wall. Just wondering if she's lost. Oh, no, it's all gone again. She disappeared like a dream.
Yeah, very like a dream. But is it your dream or hers?
You mean that none of this is real?
Nothing could be more real. Fundamentally, you see, matter and mind are two aspects of the same thing. Now, let's see what the psycho probe can tell us. Ah, good. Good. Yeah, my hunch was right. The indications of a massive shock. Come on. We have a journey to go. Keep looking.
Looking where I'm going? Oh, what's the dream? Look at it! I saw a building and a new flag. They seem to come and go.
Well, you'll soon get them back.
Oh, what? Oh, it's eating me.
Just as well it's distracted, or we might end up as fiend fodder ourselves.
But why should they need food? They're just spirits, aren't they? Or images or something?
End forms, yes. But they're as real as you or me. However, they lack one thing, and it's the one thing they inevitably crave, and that's a self. A personality. So in the usual human-grabbing way, they try to absorb the selves around them. And the one way they can do that is by eating them. Right. Now, here we are.
But we're back at the castle.
Look again.
The wall hasn't come down yet.
Exactly. We're trying to trace any disturbance of the end space barrier in the past history of the castella. And there seems to have been two. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Yes, the crack is there. Look. But it hasn't developed nearly so far towards catastrophe. It's difficult to tell whether it's suffered a fatal shock yet or not. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Well. So that's what it feels like to float through a wall.
What does it feel like? No, of course not.
Hey, look. It wasn't just the wall that collapsed. There's a sort of room built into it at the end of the property.
Oh? There's the peep. A bit big for a gardener's shed. Come on. The vectorscope on the probe will take us straight to the beginning of the perturbation in the psychophysical matrix that brought us here.
I could get hooked on this as a way of getting about. I guess that we're heading for the kitchen where Jeremy and I had breakfast this morning. In fact, it's probably the other side of this next...
Ah, damn! Hmm? We're ghosts ourselves, of course. Of a sort. Oh, Caddis, I'm
Oh, wait for me!
In the great hall.
Dressed all in black, with white hair, mad staring eyes.
You've been listening to Signorina Louisa and her foolish tale.
No, I saw him.
You were telling me next that the pots jumped off the table by themselves. To be sure, I'm becoming a little tired of these fancies.
Oh, Signore, when the glasses flew across the room and broke themselves, we all saw it. Even Signor Perino.
I'll have no more of it, you hear? Go back to the kitchen and let me read my newspaper in peace. Oh,
poltergeist.
I'll tell Signor Perino.
I said it must be a poltergeist.
Not to stop the broken pot from your wages. Come along. I'll go with you.
Hide through the wall.
It's the library. A bit tidier, I must say.
We have company. Right. That should do it. Right. There we are. We have our confirmation.
Hmm?
A simple poltergeist. Now, how old would you say the young lady in the library was?
About 15.
Yeah, you nearly always find an adolescent involved in poltergeist cases. I wonder what date this is. Early 19th century, judging by the clothes. Let's have a look at his newspaper.
The Corsican tyrant ailing. Wow, that must be Napoleon.
1818. A time of hope and a long way from our other port of call. Ready?
Well, where are we going now? The past one looks just the same. A bit newer, perhaps.
About 300 years newer, is a rough guess. Yes. Yes, that... The crack's that much smaller. Still, it's wide enough to get through. Shh, shh, shh. There's somebody coming. Stay in the shadow.
It's like a monk. What's that he's carrying?
Some sort of a jar. It's very heavy.
He's going into the garden shed place.
Yes, he's left the door open. Let's go and see what he's doing.
Don't spill it,
fool! It's mercury, isn't it? What he was carrying.
Quicksilver, yes.
Keep the furnace hot, you hear me? Much has been distilled.
What for the dust?
That will suffice. Bring it.
What's he doing? He seems to be praying. Couldn't he cross himself?
I doubt if it is a prayer.
Hey, Pascal! Here, fill it up. Take it. Drink.
No, Master, no.
What? I offer you a potion to cure you of all human ill. The sacred draught of Hermes Trismegistus, the veritable elixir of life, and you spurn it! Drink, I say!
I am afraid.
Drink it! I shall taste your blood.
I will obey.
Drink it.
Is he dead?
I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Look, his ghost rising from his body.
Yes, and his master can see it too.
Stay! I command and conjure thee that thou shalt obey me in all things. In the name of Astaroth, of Beelzebub, and of the great Lucifer himself, I command thee!
Of course, Master. Have I not always been faithful?
He doesn't realize he's dead. Can't you see his body on the floor?
Be careful.
Who's there?
Sarah, give me a hand. Come on.
What's happened?
Oh, you wanted to see more closely, so of course you floated into view.
I'm sorry.
In any case, I need more information. Let's go and see what we can find out.
I tell you, madam, it displeases me to see you weeping for Guido still.
That must be Guido on the wall, the portrait.
I weep for it all. I weep that his very inheritance should be in hazard to a stranger. Can this evil man, this sorcerer, be in truth your cousin?
He seems to bear the proof. And he is no sorcerer, my lady, but a man of God.
What blood is he? To bear the name of the Emperor, a German name, would seem to be unlikely. I think it false.
He came bearing letters from the Spanish court. Would you have me eject the man by force?
I expect nothing from you, my lord. A man who would watch his own son, his heir, walk to his death and lift no hand to stop him.
It was his Christian duty. The taking of Granada was a crusade most worthy to be fought. Aye, and to die for.
Time to go.
1492. What about it?
In 1492, the Arabs were finally kicked out of Spain. Granada was the last town before.
So you're finding out the date again?
Yeah, that's right. That fair lady's son died in the battle for Granada. Our visit must have been somewhere near the turn of the century. And that's near enough for the TARDIS to be able to take us back there. See?
Yeah, you know I love these trips on the yacht, honey. Especially on a day like this. But why we gotta go to San Stefano, Finland, the wind?
Business, babe, business!
You think more about your goddamn business than you do about me. You're always looking through those freaking binoculars. What's with it to Stella anyway?
Get some clothes on! We're gonna tie up to the key!
Why don't you tell me what's going on, Sugar? Perhaps I could help.
Yeah. Maybe you could at that.
Would you like another chocolate espresso?
I really don't think I could, thank you. It was awfully nice of you to buy it for me.
Well, I suddenly thought, you know, well, it was a bit iffy leaving you out in the cold while I went off having all the fun. Hey, look at this enormous boat coming in. All the chrome and stuff. More like an ocean liner than a yacht. And there's the brigadier come to meet it. Now, what's he up to?
Excuse me. Could you tell me whose boat this is?
It belongs to Signor Filmias. You want to see him?
Certainly do not. Thanks all the same.
Then he has the doctor coming.
Where? I can't see him.
Yes, well, he wouldn't tuck behind those potted palms. No, listen, Jeremy. What I really wanted to say was that I think that if I really pushed, I could persuade the doctor to take you in the TARDIS as well. After all, you...
No, thanks.
You mean to say you turned on a chance to travel in the TARDIS?
Mr. Stewart! Oh, you never told me you were down here. What's up?
Filmio again. Had the nerve to set up camp on our blasted doorstep. Uncle saw him coming through that telescope of his.
Yes, well, I'm ready to leave. And there are one or two things I'd like to clear up before I go. Have you seen Sarah anywhere?
I'm here, Doctor. Blue, I'm with you. Jeremy FitzOliver, I shall never do anything for you again as long as I live. You're a wimp. No, you're a Wally. You're a Wally and a wimp. And if you think of anything else beginning with a W, you're probably that as well. Sorry, Doctor.
Right, on our way, then. Are you sure that you're not overreacting? Let's secure it on the house at all.
That's typical of Sarah. Just not fair.
It's gotta look like an accident, okay?
Yes, Master.
Don't call me that here, you fool.
No, Signor, I'm sorry. The one with the mustache, I mean.
Are you dumb or something? The one they call the doctor. The one with white hair. And he's still there in the funny face. Don't come back until you fix him good. He's in my way.
See, Signor.
Not yet, idiot! You want them to see you? Come back to the boat.
Sarah! Wait!
Jeremy! Am I glad to see the TARDIS?
Oh, it's a bit late to change your mind.
No, it's the doctor. That Max Vilmio chap, the one who's nobbling poor old Mario. He's sending somebody to kill the doctor.
What?
Or a monk chap. We've got a warning.
He's okay, okay, I'll tell him. But it's not as if he's going to be in much danger where we're going, now, is he? Well, not that sort, anyway.
Sarah? Sarah, are you coming or not?
Yes, I'm coming. Goodbye, Jeremy.
Wait! I changed my mind! I'll come too.
I nearly got lost in all those costume rooms. You could put on a pageant. Anyway, how do I look?
Very nice, too. Well done.
Yes, I feel like a refugee from Pride and Prejudice.
What did Jeremy want?
Oh, a lot of nonsense about the Briggs American sending a hit man after you.
Mm, well, well, well. So, it looks as if Lethbridge Stewart was right about him. Hmm? But why me? It might be an idea to take your wristwatch off. It's the biggest giveaway of the lot, even in the 19th century.
Stop.
We'll be in trouble if the TARDIS has landed in the Great Hall again. No, no, she's really come up trumps. Right on the beach. Well done, old girl. No, no, not that way, my dear.
But we're going up to the Castello, aren't we?
No, we're going for a swim.
What?
Come on in. The water's fine.
Well, doctor.
No, no, Sarah. Don't take anything off. That'll ruin everything.
Well, sure. It's a good idea.
That's the ticket. Now, dunk your head. No, no, no. Bonnet and all. Like this. Well done. Oh, that's excellent. Shall we go in now? Well, unfortunately, we capsized. Well, we managed to get to the shore, and it was a real stroke of luck that the fishermen turned up when they did.
You must stay as long as you wish. I declare it will be a delight for my ward to have a companion for a while, in particular an English girl. You're both most welcome.
You're too kind, Signor Visconti, too kind.
Colonel Nettleton was killed at Waterloo, and Louisa's mother died soon after of a putrid infection. So, as the girl's godfather, I was living at Tunbridge Wells at the time, you comprehend, and I felt it was the very least I could do.
And Mama died of a broken heart.
So Paolo brought me here.
Paolo?
My guardian. Paolo Verconti. Try and keep still, Miss Smith, or I shall infallibly burn your hair. These curling irons must be just so. At first, I would like to have died of grief. But to live in a castle, a real castle with towers and turrets and galleries, just like the one in the Mysteries of Udolpho. You have read Udolpho, I'm sure.
No.
Have you not? There. You look sweetly pretty again. You do not read novels, Miss Smith?
Sarah, please.
Oh, Sarah. I knew at once we were to be the dearest friends. A friend I could tell my secrets to.
I should like
that. Oh, you must read all my books, so that you can discover my true nature. For of all things, I delight in tales of long-lost heirs and skeletons and mad monks and ghosts. Does not the very word send a shiver through you?
Have you ever seen one?
Not seen, no. But we do have one in the castle. Is that not vastly pleasing?
Oh, yes, I think I've heard of her. The lady in white. We must try to see her while I'm here.
Oh, I doubt it's a lady, Sarah. What would you say to a soup tureen flung across the kitchen to smash upon the wall? Or a scattering of pebbles in the floor of the corridor? And then my pianoforte. My dear little pianoforte turned upside down onto its lid, but not in the least broken, and then out of... 5 o'clock. Dinner. We eat in a great hall.
Dinner?
Oh, Paolo becomes more vexed than you can conceive if we're late. Oh, and don't speak of the ghost in front of him. He is a rational man, or so he says. Talk of ghosts and such throws him into a pet.
Yes, well, I have made a particular study of such things, both from the viewpoint of a historian and as a student of natural philosophy.
Oh, come now, Doctor. One can hardly find an equivalence between the watching of birds and the hunting of ghosts. Such things are surely the stuff of the romantic rubbish with which foolish young women like to freeze their young blood. Merciful heavens!
Quick! All of you, get under the gallery! Stones falling from the ceiling. Must have been a poltergeist.
Oh, John!
Oh,
Doctor, look out!
Sarah! He's been hit! Sarah, answer me.
She's dead! She's been killed by the ghost!
We'll be right back.